那位撒杜牧师讲过一句话，他说有一些启示是 extra Bible， extra Holy Bible， 就是说圣经里边没有讲的，但是的确也是从神来的启示啊。那我们就是在主里听哈。
So Pastor Sadhu mentioned there's sometimes that sometimes there are things that are in addition to what it says in the Bible. It's okay. We'll sometimes there are things that are in addition to what the Bible says, and they are still indeed from God.
那当我听到这句话的时候，我心里面很自然有一个回应。
So when I heard this, I had a response from my heart.
我怎么知道这个启示是从神来还不是从神来？
How do I know if this revelation is from God or not?
撒杜牧师讲这句话，我相信他。
And I trust what 撒杜牧师 mentioned in his words.
因为他的生命叫你可以信靠，叫你可以信服。
Because in his spiritual life, you can see that it is worth trustworthy.
可是耶稣在圣经上说，从树看到这个果子。从树的果子看到这个树的本质。
And in the Bible, Jesus said that from the fruit you can see the condition and quality of the tree.
你从苹果树，从这个树结苹果，你知道这是苹果树。
Looking at a tree and you see that it yields apples, so you know that's an apple tree.
你不会从那个荆棘里面去摘葡萄。
You're not going to go among the thorns to look for grapes.
那大概是这一种了解，所以在我的里面呢，好像很自然就会有一个想法出来。
Sometimes for me, there's a naturally there's a idea.
就是是有一些启示，也许是 extra the Bible。
Yes, well, there are some revelation that is in addition to the Bible.
但是它绝对不会 against the Bible 的启示。
But these revelation is not going to go against the Bible.
对，所以这一本圣经呢，是神赐给我们的。
And this Bible is given to us by God.
不论我们从神领受的启示有多高超。是越过这个圣经里面所明明讲给我们听的。
And no matter how high the revelations we receive from God, if it's in addition to what the Bible says,
但是这本圣经里边所启示我们的，我们绝对不能忽略。
We cannot overlook the revelation that God has for us inside the Bible.
我参加过秀兰姐妹的聚会。
I've been to Sister Sholan's meetings.
她讲到天堂的什么事呢？我说哦，主，这个很对我来讲很新哈。
When she was mentioning about the heaven, and I said, Lord, this is very new to me.
我也不想去查验，因为我觉得这个对我没有什么。太大的影响，我要谈他怎么教导我们 去亲近主。
And at the moment it wasn't, I didn't think too much of it, because the focus is how she was teaching us to come close to God, to wait upon the Lord.
我尊敬他，我接受他，是因为他生命的品质叫我能信服他所讲的。
I respect her. I accept her. It's because of her spiritual life is really trustworthy and convinced me to listen.
比如说她很谦卑。
So for example, she's very humble.
她很平实。
She's very practical.
她很清洁。
She's very pure.
我听说，最近我听说，他说，他出来服侍主，这一点我很佩服他。他说他出来服侍主，他觉得他先生的退休金够他用了，所以他把所有服侍主人家给他的奉献全部存起来，500多万。
So she said, when she was called to become a pastor.She was looking at her husband's retirement, and she said, "Oh, it's enough for me." So she saved up all the offerings that she has ever received. I think it was over $5 million Taiwanese dollars.
她最近就把这一笔钱奉献出来，说要跟台中的这个祷告的这个团体呢，一起去寻找一个地方。要有一个祷告的一个据点。
So recently she offered, you know, gave an offering this morning, and to go in search of a place, a location, for the prayer meetings, in Taichung.
她的心想到神的国度。
Her heart is after God's kingdom.
那我参加她那次聚会。他聚会的要求是不能迟到，不能迟到，不能早退。就是说你第一次聚会到最后一次聚会你全部都要参加。
So that day I went to, that time I went to her meetings, her requests for all the people in attendance was that do not be late for the meetings and do not leave early.
如果你不能全部参加，他不接受你来参加。
But if you cannot come all to all the meetings, she asks you not to come.
我那一次呢，就偏偏第一次不能到，因为天气的关系。记不记得那一年飞机整个关掉
？So that time, just the first time, I couldn't make it because of the weather and then all the.Airplanes, they were shut down.
所以我从第二次开始参加。
So I went the second time.
他说没办法，因为师母这不是你的错。
She said, "Oh well, it's an exception for you because it wasn't your fault."
那最后一次，我3月24号要回美国，因为雪桥的婚礼。
And then the last time, because of Abraham's wedding, I needed to come early to leave early.
我说秀兰姐，对不起，我最后一次也不能参加，因为我没有办法。
And I said I can't come the last time because I have to attend my son's wedding.
啊，他说哦，那没办法。
And then she said, oh, well.
我是很守规矩的人。
Yeah, then we can't do it.
他说哦，那我们为你的儿子祝福。
And she said, "Well, we're gonna pray for your son."
我说还请你们祷告，因为他那时候脸不是受伤嘛。
And at that time, I also asked them to pray because at the time, Abe had an accident.
Yeah. 我说准新郎很快时间要结婚，这个不晓得会不会破相哦，对吧？
I was saying that as a groom, an upcoming groom, we don't want his face to.
他说：“好，我们为他祷告，哈。那师母，你跟他说，手按住伤口，就这样祷告。”
And she says, so we're going to pray for him. So tell him to put his hand on his face and we're going to pray for him.
他对我们其实没有很深的认识，他只知道，大卫牧师是神所悦纳的神的仆人。
She doesn't know a lot about us. She just knows that Pastor David, is God accepts Pastor David as a servant of his.
所以那一次呢，他还给我一个，他要我转一个小红包给雪娇。
And so that time she wanted me to, give my son a red envelope.
你跟他相处，觉得他很亲切。
So from your interactions with her, she's very caring.
他的见证讲到，有一次他跟他先生在信仰的一些看法没有办法沟通。
And in one of her testimonies.And one of her testimonies, because she was unable to have a conversation with her husband about spiritual matters, she was so depressed that she asked God to take her life away.
她那次得了一个很大的重病，神管教她。
And God, sort of punished her, disciplined her, by giving her, just a very, she got sick.Severely.
后来他就学了一些功课，他说有半年之久。
And she learned a lot of lessons through that time, and for about half a year.
他在神面前求神光照，洁净。
She was in front of the Lord.
彻底的求神光照，洁净。
Asked the Lord to shine light into her and to purify her.
所以他说如果我们要跟神有这么亲密的关系，我们一定要被神洁净。
She said that if we really want to have a close relationship with the Lord, our inner spiritual lives need to be purified, by the Lord.
因为我知道这个人生命的品质很好。
I know her spiritual, condition is good.
她是按着圣经的。他的教会是非常注重圣经的。
And she does it according to, the Bible, and her church is very, emphasize a lot on the scriptures in the Bible.
是在台湾那个基督徒团体里边最注重研读背诵圣经的。
And among the Christian organizations in Taiwan, is one of the organization that focused the most on reading the Bible and memorizing Bible scriptures.
他多年就服在他牧师的一个遮盖之下。
And over so many years, she was under the covering of her, pastor.
他写书，请他的牧师帮他写序。
When she wrote a book, she asked her pastor to write, some words.
后来他的牧师说我没有办法帮你写序，因为你的那些经验，我没有，所以我没有办法帮你写序。
So her pastor said, no, I can't write the preface for you because, I have never had those experiences, so I can't write anything for your book.
他写了好多本。
And she wrote many books.
最近的一本呢，他的牧师因为多年来观察他的这个生命。那牧师觉得没有问题。
So over the years, she has written many books, but over the years, pastor has seen a lot of, her spiritual life, and so recently, the last book.
他牧师还是帮他写序。
So her pastor wrote the preface for her.
这个是我今天多讲的。为什么我讲这个？
This is in addition to what I wanted to share, and why am I sharing this?
因为现在末世到了，真的有很多的启示是我们以前没有听过的。
And the reason why I'm sharing is because we're moving towards the end time, and there are going to be revelations that we have not heard of before.
我也认识一些人，他们常常在寻求圣灵的带领。
And I also know some people that they're, always, you know, they're searching for God's guidance.
如果像撒都牧师说是 extra the Bible,
Pastor Sadhu says that if some guidings and some guidance is in addition to the Bible,
那他的生命的品质必须要不能 against the Bible.
So, the quality of the spiritual life cannot be against what's in the Bible.
这样子呢，我们才有办法说他的那个启示，不会是。你知道仇敌会化作光明的天使。
And only in that way can we be assured that the revelations are completely from God. Because sometimes the enemies they can disguise themselves as enlightened angels.
Yeah. So, 我今天呢，我跟大家分享的。不是 extra 的 Bible， 我都是根据这个圣经神给我的一个启示，因为我觉得神给我的了解，因为我觉得当我好好的照这个圣经里面的去追随他的时候，其他的就是圣灵的工作，他要怎么做他都可以很自由。
And I know that once I am following what the Bible says step by stepThe Holy Spirit will come, and in His way, He will do His work.
那上个礼拜我们讲到实在的活在神面前。
Last week we mentioned about living truthfully in front of God.
我们知道主从天上来。
We mentioned that God comes from the heaven.
是阿爸父差遣他来的。
So Jesus came from heaven, was sent by God the Father.
我也要叫我们世人可以，我要拯救我们世人，灵魂不需要沉沦。
So that he can redeem our spiritual life so that it won't fall.
也为了要祝福我们世人，活出我们在这个地上的目的。
And it's also to help us to bless us so that we can live out the purpose He has for each of our lives on this earth.
活在这个地上的意义跟价值。
The purpose and the meaning and value of living on this earth.
这是宇宙人生最重点的一件事。
And that's one of the most important things in the universe.
那个吴老牧师是一个很属神的人。
Pastor Waldvogel is one of passionate about God.
他灵性很高。
He was very spiritually enlightened.
可是他最后离开世界的时候，他说要唱一首歌。
Right before he passed away, he said he wanted to sing a hymn.
我只不过是个罪人，蒙主恩。
And the song was, I'm only a sinner by the grace of God.
所以不论你的灵性多高，那个重要的内涵就是，我们要得救，而且我们要进入神的恩中，住在主里面。
And no matter how high or your spiritual condition is, how close you're spiritually close to God, the most important thing is that we need to live and abide in the grace of God.
所以那个吴老牧师的每日灵粮第一句话，那每有人把他的所讲的话。收集了365句，1月1号，2月一天一句这样哈。第一句话。
So some people look over his sermons and then divide it into 365, thoughts, and then each thought they put it in as daily devotions.
第一句话1月1号就是 ，Nothing is important but Jesus and abiding in Him.
So the first one for January 1st is nothing is important but abiding in Him.
除了耶稣基督跟住在他里面以外，没有什么是重要的。
Nothing is important but Jesus, but abiding in Him.
他说，不是，他说当然我们要熟读、熟悉圣经。
And he said that, of course, we were going to be familiar, we want to be familiar with the Bible.
但是他英文这样讲，但是我们的目的是God's word master us rather than we master the Bible.
And so the purpose of reading the Bible is for God's words to master us rather than we technically mastering the Bible.
他那个圣经是非常的熟。
They were so familiar with the Bible in a way.
罗炳先师母人家说他是常常在读圣经的。
And even though, so Sister Robinson, Mrs. Robinson, Martha Robinson, even though she was filled with the Holy Spirit all the time, but it's also because she was so familiar and she read the Bible so much from the Lord.
他是说。我们要让神来质疑我们，那神就是 God's living word.
She's saying that we need to let God to govern our hearts, because God's words are through
God's living word
and through God's living words.
对，如果我们被神的儿子治理，被神的话治理。
And if we allow God to govern us, and we let God's word to govern us, then we're going to be God's temple.
所以我最近好像有送给教会的人一句话，就是诗篇一百三十二篇十三到十五节。
所
以神讲那句话我。好喜欢听哦，我们看一下好不好？诗篇一百三十二篇。
So let's look at Psalm chapter 132.
十三到十五节。
Verses 13 to 15.
因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling.
说，神说哈，这句话说好喜欢听。他说，这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it.
十四节，我们一起读一遍好不好？神这样说。这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
I will bless her with abundant provisions, her poor will I satisfy with food.
你看，神说，如果我是他的锡安。如果我是他的锡安，意思就是说他作王掌权的地方。
And God says, if I am His Zion, which means that I am a place where we let God sit enthroned and be in authority.
如果我愿意被他管理。
If I am willing for Him to govern me.
神说，这就是我永远安息之所。
God says, This is my resting place forever and ever. I will live here. For I desire it. And so the God of the universe is saying that He wants to live inside of each and every one of us.So if He lives inside of us, His words are going to be in us. So we can follow His guidance to go, move forward. So on one hand, God is living inside of us. On the other hand, we live inside His presence.
如果我们生活的目的是这样子，希望能够达到这样子的一个生命的光景。
So if our goal in while we're living on this earth, is to have this kind of condition, relationship with the Lord, then.
那我们的生命的品质就会不一样了，对不对？
Then the quality of our spiritual lives, the life we live out is going to be different.
神拣选我们，拯救我们，祝福造就我们的一个目的，除了让我们享受人生以外。
God redeems us. He selects us and blesses us for the purpose of all that, other than to, in addition to enjoying this life.
他爱我们，希望我们享受人生。
He loves us. He wants us to definitely enjoy life.
有一个很伟大的目的。
He has a very great purpose.
他要让我们的生命显出来。可以 restore 这个堕落的世界。
He wants our spiritual lives to be manifested in a way that we can restore this this fallen world.
我们记得我们人我们的祖宗就是被撒旦迷惑、欺骗，以至于悖逆而堕落。
And we know that our earlier ancestors, they were cheated and deceived by the Satan, and as a result, they disobeyed the Lord. And then consequences of that are that they fell.
所以上个礼拜我不是跟大家讲，如果我们要以赛亚书六十章一到三节。
Last week we were talking about Isaiah. And we said that, I'm sorry, Mama, we were talking about Isaiah 63? 60. Isaiah 60, verses 1-3. And this is one of the goal that God, the purpose that God redeemed us.
我们必须要有以赛亚书五十九章20-21节那个实在的，实在的这个那个生命过程实在有进展。
And we have to have the progress in our spiritual lives that is as described in Isaiah chapter 59 verses 20 and 21.
你们了解我的意思？如果没有以赛亚书五十九章20-21节实在的进展，不可能有以赛亚书六十章1-3节神期待的那个结果。
So if we don't allow God to have that progress in us, as mentioned in verses 20 and 21, it's not possible for us to live out the life that is described. In chapter 60, verses 1-3.
我们一起来读一遍，好不好？我们再来读一遍，以赛亚书五十九章20-21节。
So let us read Isaiah chapter 59, verses 20 and 21.
五十九章二十二十一节。好，我们一起读。必有一位救赎主来到锡安雅各族中转离过犯的人那里，这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，至于我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我加给你的灵，传给你的话，必不离你的口，也不离你后裔与你后裔之后裔的口，从今直到永远，这是耶和华说的。
Okay, so verses 21 and 20 and 21, the Redeemer from the Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins, declares the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit who is on you and my words that I have put in your mouth will not depart from your mouth or from the mouths of your children or from the mouths of their descendants from this time on and forever, says the Lord.
好，我们再来看六十章一到三。当我们实在的神怜悯我们，让我们一直在这样的情况里边，在被他带领，被他治理，我们就会有六十章一到三节这样子的结果出来。
So when we truthfully follow God's guidance as described in 20 and 21, when we repent and put and do the steps.Then we are going to live out the life of verses 1 through 3.
我们一起读，兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。看哪，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你身上，万国要来救你的光。
Okay, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
OK， 因为耶稣是光，如果我们跟随他，我们就不在黑暗里，就要得着生命的光。
Jesus is light, and when we follow him, we will no longer be in darkness, and we will receive the light of life.
为什么我们讲说，神的光啊，如同黎明的光？越照越明，直到日午。
And so, why do we say that God's light is as if the light of the dawn, it shines brighter and brighter until noon.
正午是最亮的，对不对？
And at noon, it's when it's the brightest.
就是我们一直在他的面光中被他照耀，一直的跟随他，一直的得生命的光，就越来越多的得，越来越多的得。后来我们的生命就满有他的荣光，我们真的就是在兴起发光。
And it is because when we are in His presence, God's light shines in us, and when we're more in His, when we're further more in His presence, His light further more shine in us until His light is covers us and we're our light shines through to the people around us.
Yeah. 那所以我们要实在活在神的面前哈。
And so we need to live truthfully in front of the Lord.
那谨慎帮我发一下，因为时间的关系，我就
Because of the time,
我们看一下哈，其实我们刚在敬拜的时候，我们大家的程度都已经会了解所讲的这些基本的，所以我说这是一个 review 哈。
Throughout our worship, I believe that a lot of us already know some of the basics that I'm going to mention. So in a way, it's kind of like a review.
从得救恩的角度来看，人分三种。
So from the perspective of salvation, we can see that there are three types of people.
第一种是还没有得救的人。
So there are three types. The first type is people who have not been redeemed.
第二种是已经得救的基督徒，又分两种。
And so among the two types of Christians, among Christians, there are two types of Christians.
第一种是属肉体的婴孩。
So the first kind are the Christians that are kind of still living in their flesh.
另外一种就是跟随圣灵引领指教的神的儿女。
And another is those who follow the Holy Spirit's guidance, and they are God's sons and daughters who follow everything the Lord says.
我们曾经是还没有得救的人。
So in the beginning, in the past, we were once people who have not been saved.
所以我们向着这些没有得救的人，我们懂得怎么跟他们相交接。
So like the people who, so we because of that we know how to interact with people who have not been saved by the Lord.
我们曾经得救了，我们也得救了，可是却没有常常靠着圣灵致使肉体。我们也曾经在这种光景里。
And so we were once in the conditions.That we were redeemed and saved, yet we were still somehow, we could not crucify our own flesh, and so we continue to live in our flesh.
那现在我们盼望神常常苏醒我们的灵魂。
And now we pray that God can continue to awaken our spirits.
为他的名引导我们走义路。
And for his name's sake, to guide us on the path of righteousness,
使我们越来越蒙神的悦纳
so that more and more we can be, we can delight the Lord.
为要达成这个盼望，我们不能随便过日子
And if we want to, we want to get to this goal, we cannot liveour days, just, you know, just like we want, just as we want it.
不是要我们紧张兮兮的哈，我们可以快乐，快乐而战兢，就是诗篇第二篇讲的，快乐而战兢，喜乐而战兢的活在神面前。一方面敬爱他，一方面享受他，一方面被他爱，一方面学习来听他的话。
So we shouldn't live casually in front of the Lord. We should enjoy our days, but at the same time to fear the Lord with trembling. And just as mentioned in Psalm chapter 2. So we can, on one hand, we love the Lord. We love his words. On the other hand, we continue to follow his guidance. Sorry, I forget.
因为日子如何，力量就如何，我们的生命品质就如何。
Because as the days are, our strength is going to be, and our spiritual life, the quality of our spiritual life is going to, come with it.
那记得周方甲牧师跟好多年前跟我们讲到三章十六节，都记得对不对
？And I'm sure some of you might remember Pastor Chow.Mentioned to us many years ago about the chapter 3s and verses 16s in the New Testament.
这七个呢，就把丰盛的救恩大概就含挂在里面。
And the seven of these include abundant salvation.
我们来复习看看好不好？约翰三章十六节是什么
？So let us go over and review.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切爱他、信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So for God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
第二个，哥林多前书第三章十六节。岂不知你们是神的殿，圣灵住在你们里头吗
？In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?
弟兄姊妹，这个都是我们可以朗朗上口，但是都非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, even though some of these we already know, memorized it. But these are very important principles of God. We need to remember that Holy Spirit is within us.
当家的在我们里面。
The one who is, who reigns is inside of us.
如果我们说，要愿神的旨意成全 ，Thy will, not my will, be done.
So if we really want to ask God's will to be done in our lives, Thy will, not our will.
我们要让圣灵，我们要学习来留意圣灵在我们里面对我们的感动带领。
And we need to learn to practice what the Holy Spirit is telling us here. We need to practice to hear what the Holy Spirit is moving in us and telling us.
圣灵可以越来越丰富在我们的里面。那个重点是什么？使徒行传五章三十二节。
And the Holy
Spirit 是赐给顺从之人。
The Holy Spirit can be added onto us more and more. And it is in Acts chapter 5, verse 32. The Holy Spirit is given to those who obey.
提摩太后书三章十六节，圣经都是神所默示的。
So Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that the Bible is revelations from God.
圣灵是借着他的话来督责我们。
And the Holy Spirit, through His Word, discipline us.
第四点，哥罗西书第三章十六节讲什么？要丰丰富富的把神的话存在我们里面。
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
Colossians. Chapter 3, verse 16.
丰丰富富的把神的话存在我们。
And the Holy Spirit, God's, the Holy Spirit, help us to, help us to 3:16. Sorry, it says right here, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another and with all wisdom.
诗篇一百一十九篇十一节说。我把你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
In Psalm 119, it tells the psalmist that I store your words in my heart, lest that I offend you.
为什么有一些人他们很容易了解神的心意？因为神的话在里面很就。圣灵会提醒他们，这个时候你要运用神的哪一句话。
Psalm 119 or 11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And why are some people who are able to hear the Lord clearly and follow through many times? And it's because you said it's because they read the Bible and then they follow the Lord.
那个圣灵很容易借着他们存在里面的话来对他们提醒他们。
Okay, and so because they read the Bible, and that the Holy Spirit is able to, use the words that they have studied to remind them.
这不是约翰福音他不是讲吗？神说圣灵来要。要提醒你们我对你们说过的话，就是这个意思。
And so in John, it mentioned that when the Holy Spirit comes, he's gonna remind people, his people, the words that have already been said to them.
路加福音三章十六节是讲到主要用圣灵跟火给我们施洗。
So Luke chapter 3, verse 16, it talks about how God is going to baptize us with water and the Holy Spirit. No, 圣灵, Holy Spirit and the fire. Sorry.
约翰一书三章十六节讲到什么叫做爱。
And then 1 John chapter 3:16, it mentioned to us what is love.
为弟兄舍命。那个才叫爱。
The true love is those who sacrifice themselves for their brothers.
一个人如果不懂得什么叫做舍己，那他还不懂得爱。
And if someone who doesn't know what it means to be selfless, or then that person does not know what love is.
第七个，提前三章十六节，大灾近前的奥秘，神在肉身显现。
So 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, it talks about
神在肉身显现。
That God manifested himself in the flesh.
你知道那个圣经我们看到神人哈，神人，我最近讲的哦，什么是神人？就是神在我们的肉身显现。
And so in the Bible, we oftentimes read about, a man of God, and man of God is basically when God's Holy Spirit is manifested in humans, in people.
那因为时间关系，下面你们自己回去看哈，你看保罗讲的。
And because of time, the rest you can go home and review it.
保罗讲要遵他而行，好叫你的生命在他里面生根建造。
And like Paul says, you need to follow his way, God's way, so that your spiritual life can be renewed and built up.
那个雅各书也讲，第一章二十一到二十五节。特别看二十五节，详细查看神的话，时常如此，不只是看的忘掉，而且实在行出来，就必然得福。这都是神的应许。
So James, I don't see that.
二十五节。
So James 1 chapter
chapter one verse
James chapter 1 verse 25.It says we're going to. Just give me 1 second. James chapter 1, verse 25. It says, But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
This is the English.很宝贵的应许。
This is God's promise, and it's a very precious promise.
好，最后一章二十六、二十七节，我们一起来读，好不好？雅各书一章，二十六、二十七节。
James chapter 1 verse 20.
期待我们的前程是实在的，不是虚的，哈。那我们一起读。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己，不沾染世俗。
So James chapter 1, verse 26 says, If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
你知道摩西被神差遣去把以色列人从埃及救出来。
You know that when Moses was sent by God to redeem the Israelites from Egypt,
他的目的就是说要去侍奉神。
His purpose was to serve the Lord.
那个哥林多后书五章十四十五节，这是我们最后要读的圣经哈。哥林多后书五章十四十五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
神把我们从
14 and 15.
那恶者的手中救出来，也是要我们去服侍他。
And so when God redeemed us from the hand of the enemies, He wants us to serve Him.
我们十四十五节，我们一起读《哥林多后书》五章十四十五节。
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死了，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 and 15, For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. And this is God's calling for us.
在箴言里边讲到说智慧智慧在哪里？智慧住在 prudence 里面。
So in Proverbs it says, "Where is wisdom? Wisdom lives in prudence."
Prudence 就是审慎。
So prudence means to be careful.
如果我们审慎的活在神这样跟我们教导的话里面，我们的生命一定能发光。我们会自终在神面前看是一个神人。
If we live in God's presence carefully, and we will be able to shine through our light, His light will be able to shine through us. And
你知道那些属灵的前辈他们说 ，prudence 是朱德之母。
So a lot of the spiritual leaders they said that prudence is the mother of all many virtues.
Yeah. 如果我们就是这样子的来为神而活，神一定可以借着我们的生命来，这个就是我们就是神的种子，就是来 restore 这个堕落的世界。
And if we continue to live prudently in God's presence, and God's He will enable us help to restore this fallen world.
你们可以去看那个罗马书第八章。
我们
不看，你们可以回去看。神的种子显现，神的种子显现就是目的，就是要来 restore 这个世界。
So Romans chapter 8,
第八章的十九到二十三节。
Romans chapter 8 verses
第八章十九到二十三节
verses 19 to 23, and it mentions that the sons he manifested himself to the sons.
神的种子显现出来。
The sons are revealed. So that we can restore the fallen world.
Yeah. 这样子的生活哈是很快乐的。啊，我们有一首歌说“我为那位”，会不会唱？很简单，五十八首。我为那位钉死者活，何等快乐！这样生活，我为那位钉死者活，为我救主而活。你看秀兰姐妹，她们那么辛苦服侍主，人家给她奉献，她很可以享受，对不对？可是她爱主。他说：“我先生的退休金够我用了，把这些存起来。神，你的国什么地方有需要？就是没有想到自己，就想到神的国。”
And so, we were talking about Sister Shulan, how, you know, it is her right to enjoy the offerings that she had because she worked hard for them, but she, her, all she thought about was God's kingdom, And so she saved it up and she came to God and asked the Lord, how can I serve your kingdom with this?
好不好？我们时间有点过，我们唱那个宣道诗217。神真的爱我们啊，217。神要复兴我们，真实的复兴，有真实的回转，就会有真实的复兴。217，那个 English version Deep Blue 是246 246。217。
Thank you. 切赞美，愿圣灵来充满我们，开我们的眼，洁净我们的心思，更新我们的灵，更新我们的内容。哦，哈利路亚！求你帮助我，更多的来破碎那坚固的内，破碎我的旧造，破碎我的旧有习惯的思想、行为、生活模式。哦，说话的方式，哦，态度，主啊，只要不合你心意的，主，我愿你来破碎，主，愿你光照我，主，用你大马色的光大大来照我，我需要，我想要，我渴望，我希望你来管教、光照我、洁净我，我爱，因为那是你的爱。哦，主，不管在任何地方，我就是需要。哈利路亚，不是我能做什么，我要做什么，而是主你要做什么。哈利路亚，主来更新我，我要，我要，我渴慕，主你要我认的，我都欢喜的来认，我开心，我欢喜，哈利路亚，我不管经历在低谷，不管经历在高山，我都欢喜快乐，因为我知道我心在你的旨意当中。哈利路亚，主耶稣，感谢赞美，充满我。祝福我们，引领我的教会在你的旨意当中，引领我每个人在你的旨意当中。哦，哈利路亚，主，我的生命都交给你，全全交给你，帮助我的愿意全全交给你。主啊，来帮助我不愿意的地方，帮助我放手，放手，帮助我放手，帮助我甩开我的紧抓的手。主啊，帮助我，我要你，我爱你，因为你就爱我。哈利路亚。主，感谢赞美，谢谢你爱我原本的样子。哈利路亚，主，谢谢你。祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
阿门。
阿门。
哈利路亚，主，谢谢。我有一事想求你。
哈利路亚。
Sorry。
阿门。一位弟兄祷告。
哦，对不起。
哦，已经快一点了，对不起。OK。好，我们用主导文祷告好了。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
好，拜托大家一件事情，不好意思，就是拜托大家为我们代祷，就是有办学桥的神要带领他的事工，还有神呼召我的事情，因为我本来想说，哦，没事，你知道吗？就七月一号，神又发从梦里跟我说：“不要怕，跟从我。我要让你得人如雨得雨呀。”还有什么主点中心那个事，那就很清楚，神又在呼召。那我这礼拜想说还要讲吗？其实就是我自己觉得有雨还要起来分享吗？神的爱，神的话，但是就是很强烈感动。那我想说，好，我可能还是起来要做。结果呢，他早上就撞了一个大包。我有检查我的心思念，我那时候很干净，我就是刚灵修完这样，然后就我本来因为我本来他撞的时候，我想说啊，我的老我的思想说完了，我又到咒诅，我老我又是又这样想，就觉得不对，又让我想到之前在台湾他撞到，就是当我们在走神的旨意当中，仇敌还是会攻击，对，然后我就想说，请大家为我们祷告，也为我们教会无从直视的事情祷告，因为这是神的心意，然后。我之前听那个以色列的牧者，拉比，他就说神也在以色列在重返，就是重在重在建不重之事，也是好像神的各个的心意是这样，但是这个是要我们大家集体代祷，要知道神要怎么做，要做什么，而不是我们，我也不知道神要做什么，但是现在我这目前是神有感动一些分享，要需要大家弟兄姐妹为我代祷，然后给我力量，让我不要体贴肉体。要体贴圣灵这样子，不要只想要自己，然后就为孩子们祷告，因为我发现很多时候好像孩子们特别会被攻击，然后我是有建成我的心，我确定没有什么恶意思念都没有，对，然后有一次韦牧德在学校的时候，在去韦德学校陪姐姐的时候，在玩游戏的时候，就一个小朋友看他穿个粉红色裤子，就骑摩托车上撞他，很大力哦，然后 很大力，然后又在撞，一直追撞他，很大力。然后我在旁边，因为我不好意思，不想吓到那个小朋友，我就这样子，然后看着他，然后他就是，就是看起来有点像印度人那样黑黑的这样子，眼睛黑黑的。
那个围棋对，文琪对不起，因为我们的时间已经快一点，
大家可以自由
请到，请
自由成位，对不起。
志刚或者是景深，
他得先让他讲完嘛，很快就讲完，他马上就讲完。
因为我不知道他要讲多久，就快一点。
没事没事，对不起。然后呢？结果呢？我就神重，当下立即方言祷告，然后就赶快方言祷告。之后那个小孩子就被妈妈有管教一下，就之后小孩就很开心，就走。结果小孩子我看他，感觉像白人，他是白人，很白，不是像印度人黑黑的这样。眼睛很黑，我可以看到眼睛很黑，对，两方很黑。觉得我就没事，我就祷告很开心。回家之后，神就跟我讲说，提醒我说你今天看到是异象。我说，原来那时候一开始看到这个黑黑的，就是异象这样。然后我觉得原来是，就像我们还要为我们的后代祷告，还有年轻人，我们要为年轻人祷告，因为现在不是什么大的都要将来年轻人嘛，老人家这种都说，所以我们就是要为后代啊，神要做工的。年轻人祷告，也是要积极为这些事情祷告，这样子，因为还有富人，对，就是为神要兴起的事祷告，因为神如果要做的事情，仇敌就是会攻击这样，然后就是我们大家彼此精心带到这样子。谢谢大家，
好，我们为你祷告。
好，谢谢。
这个天父，我们感谢赞美，天父，我们为文琪还有学巧一家，主啊，我们同心合力的祷告你，主啊。我们求你的保护在这个家庭，主，我们求你的宝血遮盖这个家庭。哈利路亚，主啊，他们这一家，主啊，他们要，主啊，你在他们这一家有极大的旨意。主，我们求你的protection， 主，我们求你的恩膏在这个家庭，在学巧，在文琪，主啊，你来带领他们。哈利路亚，主啊，你来带领他们。主啊，你来继续的吸引他们，保守他们全家家五口，主，我们感谢赞美你，主，荣耀归给你，颂赞归给你。我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。
阿门。
谢谢。
继续
对
就放置。爱爸爸。
我在讲一个事情，
在那边秀他的
笑，
他
的
味道。